Spin 103.8, you're welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. We're live from Seminar today. Massive crowds here again in the RDS. We'd be delighted to see if you want to pop over and say hello. My next guest is Nicole Ryan. Anna just mentioned her a few minutes ago. And Nicole is taking to the stage very shortly, so we won't keep her too long. Nicole, you're very good for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Come right up to that mic for me. Nicole, yours is a tough one. Now, I know we mentioned off air that you have spoken in so many schools around the country over the last year. But this is really personal for you. You're talking about your brother, Alex.
Yes, yeah.
Tell me a bit about Alex and what happened to your family in January 2016.
So Alex was my younger brother. He's my only brother. He was 18 last year. And unfortunately, he went to a house party last year down in Cork. And they all took a synthetic drug. And my brother went into CUH. He was in critical condition. And 4 days later, he passed away.
I think people will remember the headlines and Alex's photo and just what a tragic loss it was for you and all your family. What kind of impact did it have on you, Nicole?
It was hard. It was probably the hardest thing that I've ever had to go through in my life and ever will, I'd say, because, you know, he was my everything and I lost him.
And it didn't really feel like you got justice for your family either. People might remember that as well, is that the people that were involved, you know, walked out of court and you had lost your brother and weren't getting him back.
Yeah, that was exactly what happened, but, you know.
Talk to me a bit about turning that experience into a positive and what you're involved in now.
So, yeah, I started Alex's Adventure of a Lifetime, basically. 2 months after he passed away, I wanted to show, essentially, the world that, you know, something good can happen out of such a bad tragedy. And that's what I did. I started visiting schools all over Ireland, secondary schools, youth clubs, colleges now as well. So just to spread the message, share his story, share who he was as a person, and just educate them about the dangers of synthetic drugs.
I've read that you feel, you know, one bad decision shouldn't impact the rest of your life. We all go out, we all do silly things from time to time, but just if we were better informed and, you know, that maybe we talked more openly, maybe there was more people like you going to schools, we'd know the effects of synthetic drugs in this country.
Exactly, yeah, because nobody's talking about it, and young people kind of have this feeling that because they're synthetic, they're fake, and they only are pretend drugs, and they don't have the same consequences. But you can see from my brother's passing, and unfortunately this year, Michael Cornacchia also passed, that they actually do have devastating consequences.
What's the reaction when you go to schools and you tell Alex's story?
I'd say 99.9% of the time, if not 100% of the time, people cry, always cry.
Of course.
But, you know, they're also great at engaging and asking questions that they might never have come across or have ever thought about asking. And it's good to see that they can, you know, they really take something from the whole experience.
Yeah, and I think, you know, your approach, like so many topics that can be difficult to talk to kids about, like we had Anna before you talking about sex ed, that when you just have someone coming in rattling off statistics to kids, it's going to go in one ear and out the other. It's, you have to hear the personal stories. And we've spoken a lot on Spin Talk about drug testing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you go to a house party or you go to a festival, at least if you're educated, at least if you know, right. And look, obviously, we will always spread the message to our listeners that the best thing you can do, the best protection, is to not take drugs in the first place. But if you're educated and you know what is in something that you're about to take, then you can make an informed decision. What are your thoughts on drug testing kits?
Drug testing kits? I think, you know, personally, they should be ruled out throughout colleges because, you know, we promote safe sex and we give out condoms. So why are, you know, I know it kind of may seem that we're leading to promote drug use, but we're not. We're actually giving people something that they can test. And, you know, if you see something that you thought you were taking and you were like, oh, this is ecstasy, and you tested it and found out that actually there was no ecstasy in it, you're going to be deterred from taking it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to save lives.
Yeah, and it's something, you know, we've spoken to the Anna Liffey Drug Project about. They're so passionate about. We will continue to spread that message. But like you said, look, the best thing you can do is not take drugs. But at least if we're informed, I think sometimes, like sex that we spoke about with Anna, people feel they don't know who to talk to and they don't know who to ask the questions to, and they'll be judged if they ask those questions. Do you hear from teachers when you've gone to schools that the kids will ask you the questions that they probably weren't brave enough to ask their teachers?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You know, I think kids are afraid of asking questions, especially about drugs, is because they have this kind of stigma that if you ask or talk about drugs, you're seen as a drug user yourself. But in fact, the more knowledge they have, the better educated they are to make a way better decision. You know, I believe that if my brother was more educated, he'd be still alive today.
Nicole, you're also involved in the Shona project that Anna spoke about. Tell me a bit about that. And just, I suppose, from starting Alex's adventure of a lifetime to the Shona project to other things, your life has gone in this direction that you possibly didn't imagine, you know, 18 months ago.
Yeah, 18 months ago, my life was very different. But yeah, Tammy kind of sourced me after I started the Alex's Adventure of a Lifetime project. She approached me and said, look, I'm doing this website. Would you be interested in writing a few articles? And I thought it was brilliant. And, you know, last week I was actually in Dublin and they won the SEI Awards. So I was there with them for that. And it's just something great to be part of. And, you know, it's something that girls need. Mm-hmm. Whether you are 14 or 12 or 25 or 30, you're still going through the same issues. And this website gives you that kind of outlet to have a look and see that, look, I'm not alone with dealing with this kind of stuff. There's an array of women that are also dealing with it.
Nicole, you're fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today on Spin Talk. Best of luck when you take to the stage. About 20 minutes to go now, so just enjoy it. As I said, I know it's tough and it's so personal to you, but you'll just be fabulous, and Anna as well. So thank you very much for joining me on Spin Talk
today.
Thank
you for having me.
That's Nicole Ryan. We'll be back in just a few moments on Spin Talk.